Nope, that's going to be me. Okay, so mental health. What we're currently doing, there's a couple of things that's currently taking place. So during COVID, we received a significant amount of money to be able to address mental health. And each CUNY campus handled it differently. But not only that, the money didn't just come to CUNY, it went to all educations of all institutions of higher education. Queens College took our funding, and we hired 7 personnel to be part of the counseling center. Some of them were mental health counselors, so 5 of them were mental health counselors. One of them was a person that was responsible for our media website, so hopefully you're seeing the counseling center on Instagram. And then another one was a nutritionist, because when we took a look at mental health, we didn't just say, hey, it had to do with what was going on in your head. We also knew that during COVID, your diet was suffering, right? And that, at the end of the day, impacts who you are, how you feel, and more importantly, your academic performance, your personal life. So we were able to hire nutritionists, licensed mental health counselors, and we also then hired a social media person. Unfortunately, this funding is going away March 31st. So this is going to be the last year of us having these 7 professional individuals. With that being said, Queens College has 2 positions that are currently being advertised. That's the Director of Counseling Health and Wellness, as well as an Associate Director. So while we're losing 7 part-time, I must also say that, part-time personnel, we will have 2 full-time personnel that will be joining us. They have nothing to do with the money that we received for COVID. These are positions that are being funded by Queens College. And why these 2 positions are important. One, I'm going to stick with the director for a moment. This director is going to be an administrator that's going to oversee the counseling center, the Office of Special Services, as well as the Health Services Center. They are an administrator. We did not have an administrator in the past, and therefore we suffered because we were looking at counselors who had to stop doing counseling time to do administrative work. So now we've hired an administrator, and that person is going to oversee the wellness component of the student, right? So we're going to look at your mental health, we're going to look at your nutrition, we're going to look at your physical health, we're going to look to see what services we're offering you. But the reason why I keep focusing on this person being an administrator is that they will then be able to create opportunities to get additional services for students. So we're talking about ideally working with social workers to be on campus, having a conversation about can we have an actual doctor on campus and not just a nurse. The other thing with this director is that they are licensed to counsel. So they will be another counselor in the space, but they are an administrator looking to expand upon our current services.
Would you just mention how many full-time counselors, even after the 7 are gone? So we do have
five full-time counselors. Queens College is currently one of the campuses where we do not have a wait list.
So we have enough, and they have language capabilities.
Yes.